Hi, and welcome to my first ever podcast episode. My name is Sophia McAvoy, and you're listening to the Alignment Podcast. Today, in episode one, I would just like to introduce myself, tell you a little bit about me, and what you can expect from the Alignment Podcast in the future. So, I am a wife and a mum of three. I have a son who is seven, a daughter who is five, and another son who will be three in May. At the beginning of last year, so 2017, I started studying to become a midwife. I had thought maybe I'd like to become a midwife for a few years since my own experiences with pregnancy, birth and motherhood, but I shied away from the commitment to undertaking another university degree. I had already got a Bachelor of Psychology from many years ago and had been saying for a little while that I'd never go back to uni. However, at the end of 2016, a few things changed, including and most importantly, a big shift in my attitude towards the idea of going back to uni. And in only a few weeks, it went from a little idea or wondering a possibility of maybe going down this path to starting the course. It was just, I think, maybe 3 weeks between those two parts of the journey. And I knew very quickly after starting the course that it was definitely exactly where I was meant to be. So just to backtrack a little now, I had always known that I wanted to become a mum. So when that finally happened in 2010 and my first son was born, it was absolutely incredible and even more amazing than I'd expected it to be. There were definitely some things that I didn't anticipate though, and some adjustments that I found really challenging. I was 25 when I had my first baby, which isn't super young to become a mum, but at the same time, I was the only one in my close group of friends and family to have a child. And at times it just felt really isolating. I had great family support, but I didn't really have a group of other mums around me to talk to and be on the journey with. And then 2 years later, almost to the day, my daughter was born, and I was exactly where I'd always wanted to be. I was at home with my beautiful babies, who I absolutely loved and adored. But if I'm being completely honest, I was pretty miserable. I blamed feeling this way on my post-baby body, and vowed to get into the best shape of my life, which I then did. I did one of those 12-week transformation challenges, and at the end of it, I was definitely the slimmest and the fittest that I'd ever been, even before having my children, but I was still miserable. But by now I was more miserable because the thing that I thought was the reason for my misery was now gone. And so I was left miserable without knowing why I was so miserable, which honestly was worse. Soon after that, I was diagnosed with depression. So I found this diagnosis absolutely devastating. And so I was on a mission to fix it. As I know many of us do, I went to Dr. Google to research more. I was under the care of a wonderful GP, but as is in my nature, I wanted to know more and more. During the process, I found the wellness and self-development world, and I fell down the rabbit hole big time. I scrolled through blogs, I read countless books and watched many, many hours of YouTube videos. I studied mindfulness and diet and meditation and yoga, and I fell in love with all of it. So much so that I decided I wanted to become a part of the community myself, and start my own blog, which I did in 2013. It was fairly short-lived though, because putting myself out there was really, really hard. I felt judged at times. I know this sort of stuff isn't for everyone, but I let the few bits of negativity completely overshadow all of the positive stuff and ultimately decided it wasn't worth it. And I took my blog down and decided to pursue these passions of mine more privately. Occasionally, when I felt courageous enough, I might put something up on Instagram, but otherwise I was keeping it all more to myself. During last year, I was introduced to a company called Senergence and their makeup and skincare products. I loved the products and I thought, okay, maybe this is a way of doing something like a blog type thing, but sharing about makeup and skincare products, which is more mainstream than any of the other, some might say woo-woo kind of stuff that I was into. I launched that business and it went really, really well. For a few months, I felt really great about it. But at the end of last year, I felt burnt out and I couldn't figure out why. I just knew deep down that I didn't want to continue doing that business. And after initially pushing against that feeling, I decided to give into my intuition and I dropped that business. I was learning about how I needed to make space for what I really wanted to come into my life, even if I didn't know what that was yet, which I can go more into in a future episode. But I ultimately decided to go ahead and do that. I made space, and all the things that I love and had not had space or time for last year with uni and Senergence taking up so much of my time came flooding back into my life. And I was reading for pleasure again, journaling, playing with my angel cards, meditating, and getting back into my yoga practice. It was like a big sigh of relief, and I have just continued to feel better and better this year. So I've started back at uni, which I continue to absolutely love. I've gone back to the practices I love, and over the past few weeks, I've felt this little nudge to get back into the blogging world. At first, I thought, no, I've got enough on my plate, just leave it, don't take another thing on. But the little voice wouldn't go away, and the idea for this podcast popped in, and it felt like absolutely the right thing. So here I am, starting the Alignment podcast, where I plan to share all of what I am learning around self-development, wellness, intuition, the law of attraction, and lots more. I'm hoping to have some great guests come on for some awesome chats in the future too, and basically just have fun with it. If this sounds like something you would be interested in, I would absolutely love for you to subscribe to the podcast, or even shoot me an email or a message and tell me your story and why this resonates with you, or what you would like to see on the Alignment podcast in the future. Until then, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an absolutely amazing week, and may you feel the joy of alignment in your life. Thank you.